What about a separate building or a part of the building where you'd store grain, not corn especially, but grain?
Grain. Well, I, all of it, if you had something that you put that other than your corn there, that maybe you planting beans and your cotton seed and such stuff like that. Well, all of that is fitted, a place is fitted under that barn roof.
I see.
Right, all of it would be called the barn.
I see, fine. The upper part of a barn is called a...
Well, that's called a loft.
Okay, the same as the upper part of the house.
That's right.
All right, did you ever grow any, you said you grew hay, you grew hay and you stored grain. When did you ever cut it in the fields and form it into piles? What did you call those piles?
Call them haystacks.
Were there small ones and large
well,
ones?
Well, we had had some pretty, well, small ones.
Did you call them anything differently when they were big than when they were small?
Well, we said, and that big stack and the small, well, small stack. Then we call them hay bin. We've had, I've had, I've stored them both ways, all kind of ways. We've made a, we've had a place that we called a hay rack.
A hay rack. I was going to ask you about that. Now, what does that look like?
See, now, it's crossed. Poles. It's a pole, a layer pole, go this way, shoot that way, and then it's a set on this way. and they crossed up just that very way.
I see.
Now that hay is put over in here, over in there, till you fill it up.
Well, now, did you just have two poles that were crossed?
No.
You had a whole row of them?
Whole row. Sometimes I've had it near about as long as near the back of the dining room there.
And the hay goes in the V of the cross pieces.
So I've had them about 12 feet long. And they'd had them pole set up just in... And feed just like that.
That gets it up off the ground.
And they sit down off the ground about that tall. They have
about,
a place.
3 or 4 feet?
About 2.5 feet from the ground. And they had they shot down that, and then we had it laid over. And had a post. Set down, a post set here, and we laid a long pole up here, up into these two posts here and them two posts over there, and then we had one cross it, and then we filled that whole rack up with hay, plumb on up to the top, and then we covered it over with broom sage.
Broom sage.
And we call it a broom straw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we got it covered up. Well, now, long as it rained, the rain just would go off on the ground. And during the winter time, the stock go up there and eat up under there.
Oh, it can't. The stock couldn't get up under it, but they could get up close enough.
Up close to it to eat.
I see. And this was done out in the field.
Uh-huh.
I see. Well, that's a good description of one. I'd heard of them before, but I've never able to visualize one.
That's where you used to be, to just stay up there. When they get ready, we'd have it round and pinned in till we got ready for them to let them in there.
Mm-hmm.